Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a pushable vocal effects chain in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we're aiming straight at old school jungle and darker DNB energy. The goal here is not a super polished pop vocal. We want something that feels sampled, gritty, hypnotic, and ready to sit inside a breakbeat-driven arrangement. Think chopped phrases, spoken word hooks, tension builders, and those short vocal moments that can hit hard without crowding the drums or the sub. What makes this technique useful is that in drum and bass, vocals often work best when they behave like rhythmic elements. They can act like hooks, accents, or atmosphere, but they still need to leave space for the break and bass to do their job. So we're building a chain that sounds good, but more importantly, one that can be pushed, automated, and resampled into new material. Start with the right source. Choose a vocal that has clear consonants, short phrases, or strong character. Spoken lines, chants, one-liners, and chopped song phrases usually work better than long melodic parts for this style. Drop it onto an audio track and get the timing right first. Warp it only as much as you need. If the source needs a more natural old-school feel, try beats or even repitch. If it really needs cleaner timing, use Complex Pro, but don't overprocess it into something too smooth. A good way to think about this is phrase length. In jungle and old-school DNB, shorter is often stronger. A tight phrase that fits into a 2-bar or 4-bar loop will usually hit harder than a full vocal line that tries to behave like a pop lead. If the phrase feels too long, chop it down until it starts acting like a sample. Now let's build the chain. We'll go in this order: utility, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, saturator, auto filter, echo, reverb, and then a limiter at the end if you want safety. That order gives you control from the start. Utility handles gain and stereo width. EQ cleans the source before any dirt or space is added. Compression makes the vocal more consistent. Saturation gives it bite. Auto filter gives you movement. Echo and reverb create atmosphere. And limiter catches any nasty peaks if you automate hard later on. Before you start adding flavor, get the gain staging right. Don't slam the chain. Aim for a healthy level, roughly around -12 to -6 dB peak before the effects. Depending on the recording, DNB arrangements can get dense fast, so leaving headroom early makes everything easier to control. First up, EQ8. Clean the vocal before you dirty it. High pass somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz for most phrases. If it's a deep spoken line, you can go lower, but be careful about rumble. Then look at the low mids, roughly 200 to 400 Hz. If it sounds muddy, take a few dB out there. If it gets sharp or pokey, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz, make a narrow cut to calm it down. And if the source can handle it, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can bring back a bit of air. For this kind of music, don't overpolish the vocal. A slightly raw, slightly boxy tone can actually help it feel like it belongs in a sample jungle context. You just want it clear enough to cut through the break. Next, add compression. Use compressor or glue compressor to keep the vocal stable and pushable. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good start. Use an attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds so some of the transient character stays alive. Release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the phrase and the groove. You're usually aiming for around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the louder parts. This is where the vocal starts to feel like one unified performance instead of random peaks and dips. In a dense DNB mix, that matters because the vocal has to stay readable next to fast drums and moving bass. But don't flatten it completely. You still want articulation and personality. Now we add saturator, and this is where the old-school grit comes in. Try driving it somewhere around +2 to +8 dB to start. Turn soft clip on. If the vocal needs a little more bite, a slight color tilt can help. Just keep an eye on the output so you're matching levels fairly closely when you compare bypass on and off. This is one of the key sounds in the lesson. Saturation gives the vocal density, edge, and that slightly cracked rave system vibe that works so well in jungle and darker DNB. If it starts getting too fizzy or harsh, back off the drive. You want texture, not pain. A really useful move here is automation. Push the saturator harder in a transition, then pull it back when the drop lands or when the vocal needs to sit more cleanly. That gives you energy and motion without needing to add a bunch of extra layers. After that, bring an auto filter. This is how we make the vocal move with the arrangement. A low pass filter works great for breakdowns and buildups. A high pass can thin the phrase out before a drop and then release it for impact. Keep resonance moderate, somewhere around 0.2 to 0.45, so it feels alive without whistling at you. The big idea here is automation. Sweep the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Open it gradually into a drop, or close it down for a tension section. This works really well in DNB, because it mirrors the pressure and release feel of the drums and bass. The vocal becomes part of the arrangement movement, not just something sitting on top. Now let's add echo and reverb, but keep them tight. For echo, start with a sync delay like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on how busy the track is. Feedback around 15 to 35% is plenty. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low end or fight the snare. Use ping-pong carefully if your bass already fills the stereo field. For reverb, think controlled space, not giant wash. A decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is a solid starting point. Add a bit of pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the vocal stays intelligible. Also high-pass the reverb so the lows stay out of the way. A strong DNB workflow is to put echo and reverb on return tracks instead of directly on the vocal. That way you can send just the words or ends of phrases that need extra space. This keeps the main vocal punchy, while letting certain moments bloom into atmosphere. In this style, that balances everything. You want the vocal to speak clearly first, then trail off into space. Now we tighten the stereo image. Use utility to keep the dry vocal mostly centered. That's important because the kick, snare, and sub need the middle of the mix. If you've got wide delay and reverb, let the ambience do the width while the core phrase stays focused. A dry width around 80 to 100% is often fine, but always check mono. Especially in club-oriented DNB, you want the vocal to survive the system, not disappear when the stereo image collapses a bit. And if something feels too big or messy, don't instantly reach for more EQ. Sometimes the real fix is narrowing the stereo field. At this point, the chain is built, but the magic comes from performance. Start automating key parameters. Increase saturate or drive during a build. Open the auto filter before the drop. Push echo feedback on the last word of a phrase. Widen the reverb return for a breakdown, then pull it back for the drop. Even small changes like that make the vocal feel alive. This is where the chain becomes instrument-like. You're not just processing a vocal, you're playing it. Now for our classic DNB move, resample it, route the processed vocal to a new audio track, and record a few bars of the effect-heavy performance. Once you've got that, slice it up. You can use the resampled audio as chopped fills, reverse transitions, stabs, or little call-and-response answers to the drums. That's huge for old-school jungle energy, because it turns your effect chain into playable source material. You can even create different versions from the same vocal. One clean and centered for the main hook. One filtered and washed for the intro. One resampled and aggressive for the drop. Same source, 3 different jobs. That's a really smart way to build cohesion in a DNB track. Let's talk arrangement. In the intro, use a filtered vocal texture with some space. Before the drop, automate the filter opening and maybe increase saturation a little. In the first drop, bring in a short, dry phrase as a motif. In the middle section or switch up, use chopped resampled vocal fills. Then for the second drop, go harder. More echo throws, tighter compression, maybe more filtering movement. In this genre, vocals work best as section markers, tension tools, and rhythmic hooks. They don't always need to carry the whole melody. Sometimes the best vocal move is a short, memorable burst right before the drums hit back in. A few things to watch out for. Don't drown the vocal in reverb. That's the easiest way to lose clarity. If the vocal gets muddy, cut more low mids before the space effects. Don't overcompress it until it feels dead, and don't make the dry vocal too wide. Keep the main phrase centered and let the returns create width instead. Also, always test the vocal against the full break and bass, not in solo. A vocal can sound amazing by itself and still interfere with the groove once everything is playing. The real test is whether it adds attitude without stealing space from the drums. If you want a quick practice pass, build a 4-bar performance at around 170 to 174 BPM. Clean the vocal with EQ8. Compress it lightly. Add saturator at around plus 4 dB drive with soft clip-on. Automate a low-pass sweep on auto-filter across 4 bars. Add a synced echo with moderate feedback. Add short reverb. Push the drive in bar 3. Open the filter in bar 4. And throw the echo on the final word. Then resample it and slice 1 or 2 strong moments into a new track. That's the core idea here. Make the vocal react to the track. Make it push, open, grid up, and collapse back down with the arrangement. When you do that, even a simple vocal phrase can feel like a proper jungle weapon. And if you really want to take it further, build 3 versions from the same source. One intro texture, one main hook, and one drop weapon. Keep them all stuck device only, and make each one useful in a different section of the track. That's how you turn one vocal into a full arrangement tool. Alright, now fire up Ableton Live 12, grab a vocal with attitude, and start shaping it into something that feels like it belongs next to Amen's, Respace, and that heavy old school pressure.